Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. And we spent most of the day lower, but treading water. And it looks like we kind of fell out of bed here right toward the end of the trading day.
Yeah, we do. We got double-digit losses across the board here. Corn down 12, Minneapolis wheat down 13, and winter wheat's down as much as 21 cents in Kansas, and down 12 in beans. But weather looks a little better. That tropical storm wants to take the moisture further east into the eastern delta and the Tennessee Valley area, where they could actually use some rain. It's been kind of dry with all the rain being tied up in the middle of the country. So it was kind of a double whammy there, pushing that rain further east, helping those guys over there and giving the central Midwest a break. And, you know, we've been up here for about a week banging against resistance. And also we do have a crop report next Tuesday. And as we all remember, these crop reports really haven't been the market's friend here the last few years. So I just think there's some profit-taking, maybe some funds reinitiating shorts here again, it sounds like, and the idea that maybe we'll get some acres in, but doubtful that we get them all in.
Yeah, you start hearing a few guys today talking like they're going to plant this entire, everything that's not planted in about 4 days, and I don't see that happening, but trade sure kind of thinks that way once in a while.
Yeah, when you're that wet and all the dry, high ground, easy fields are already seeded, so what's left is the low ground, the muddy stuff. That's normally wet anyway. Informa did come out with some acres. The corn acres had 7.9 million less acres of corn. Hard red spring acres, 700,000 acres less, and about a half million more bean acres, which I guess I don't doubt those numbers at all. Most in the trade now are looking between 6 to 10 million prevented plant corn acres, even with this better weather, as we're today, is a final plant date for Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, although there likely will still be some, tractors rolling till the 15th.
Yeah, right. And while we had the double-digit losses in the grains, we saw some triple-digit gains.
Yeah, with the grains backing off, the feeders found some footing here, up $2 in August feeders, up $1.80 in November, August live's up 62, so they were very oversold at feeder cattle market. Relative strength index was down in the low 20s there last week, so very overdone, due for a bounce. The other thing that's not a lot of people are talking about is a drought in Canada. Saskatchewan, western Manitoba, and most of Alberta is under severe drought, and it's been the driest in Alberta from April 1st to June 1st here since 1979, so it just kind of gives you an idea how dry things are up there. And the forecast did kind of pull the rain away from them when it moved it further east here today also.
Okay, so yeah, more weather concerns there as well.
Yep.
I guess still kind of on the front burner here for everybody?
Yeah, there's supposedly meeting with Mexico here the next couple of days. I doubt those tariffs will be put in place, but that's the other thing that kind of spooked the market here is some of the large livestock concerns in the southeast part of the U.S. and southwest have talked that they're importing corn from South America, mainly Argentina, and also talked that Mexico might have picked up some corn from the Latin brothers down in there.
Yep. Well, typically, though, that southeastern corner of the U.S. buys corn out of South America every year.
Yes, it does. So that's not a real big surprise. And I guess if you do the math in these numbers, it doesn't take much of a yield drag, 6-7 bushel acre, and 6 to 8 million less acres of corn, you're going to be down around a billion or less bushels. And there's still a lot of the growing season left also.
Yeah, right. Anything else we need to be paying attention to?
Yeah, the energy market has been hit hard too. It's down hard again today, down $1.43 in crude at $52. And saw a huge build in crude oil, 6.8 million barrels. Big build in gasoline at 3.1 and 4.6 in diesel fuel and distillates. But, just think of the fuel that hasn't been used here the last month when the whole Midwest has been wet.
Brad Paulson at Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.